mission is finished, and what you desire already exists. It's up to you to claim it. Neville Goddard. A very short quote from Neville today, but an also important one. To understand the law and understand how we manifest. Creation is finished means that all the options, all the versions of the things that you want, that you desire, already exist. And why is this so important to understand? Well, let me give you an example. Just earlier this week, or this past weekend, an admin of my group was telling me how she declined a post on my Facebook group because this post was not even a question, but rather just a statement explaining why this person wanted to manifest in steps, rather than go to the end. So, what are you really doing when you do this, for example? When you decide, well, I'm going to manifest in steps, rather than go to the end. Well, it means that among creations, you are choosing a step that leads to your desire rather than choosing your desire fulfilled. If you are listening to coaches that are promoting manifesting in steps because it's so-called easier to believe, or you are convincing yourself that it's easier to manifest in steps, isn't it better to understand what you are truly doing when you are doing this so you can improve and evolve rather than getting stuck in your ego mind rational reasoning, preventing you from evolving and progressing in this law? If you are deciding to manifest in steps and you say, I want to manifest steps, can I manifest steps? Of course you can. Go ahead. As an example, let's say there is plenty of food on a table, and there is the healthy food and the junk food and the salty food and sweet food, and you would ask anyone, can I just pick any of this food? And sure you can. You can choose junk food versus healthy food. Nobody prevents you from that, right? But at the end of the day, what is best for you? Well, what's best for you would be the healthy food, right? Because your body, being in this 3D world, tends to function better when it eats healthy food rather than junk food, right? So, can you manifest in steps if you want to make things longer and more difficult for you? Because this is a game, right? Life is a game. So, just the same as you can choose junk food and experience your body eating junk food, or healthy food and experience your body eating healthy food, you can. There's nothing that says that you cannot. And frankly, as conscious manifestors, we tend to not even call it good or bad. It's up to you. It's up to you, the experience that you want to experience, right? So yes, you can manifest in steps. But at the end of the day, what you need to ask, the real question you need to ask yourself is, what do I want? What do I want? Do you want steps? Or do you want your desire already? My guess is that you do not want steps, right? Let's say you want to manifest a relationship with your SP, as many of you, right? Do you want a text? Do you want a date? Do you want a call from your SP? Is that what you really want? If that's what you really want, then sure, go ahead and dwell on that for a while, and you'll manifest that. But you have to understand that when you manifest steps, well, your end is your step. In other words, it will stop there. Your end, your real end, the one that you really want, is not coming because you made your end your step. So you would have to create another step and then another step and then another step until you're ready to manifest your end already. it actually prolongs your journey. Again, it's not good or bad. The law doesn't care. The law doesn't call things good or bad. It just calls it it. It's whatever it is, right? So if you want to dwell and if you want to spend your energy and time, linear time, imagining and tending, assuming that you are getting contact from your SP, for example, to take the SP example, then that's your end right now, and that's what you're getting. You're getting contact. But it doesn't mean at all that you're getting what you want. So don't be surprised if your manifestation ends there and the SP goes cold again and doesn't do anything else. Because you haven't gone to the end, but you've got your end, which was, in this case, contact from your SP. This is why we are telling you, go to the end. Neville taught, go to the end. Because when you go to the end, you imagine that you already have, you already are experiencing within your desire fulfilled. Then the steps, by law, they have to happen. You're not going to manifest a relationship overnight, most likely not. But whatever steps need to happen, they will happen. And one thing that I've noticed from experience here, is that those steps happen much faster, easier, and effortlessly when we go to the end than when we get in the middle of our own fulfillment and try to manifest the steps consciously. Because you have to understand, and it's very important you understand that when you go to the end, the steps that happen automatically are better designed, so to speak, right? Because they are directed by this law that is above and beyond our little ego mind. So the steps are perfect, in other words. When you go in there and you manifest steps yourself, who manifests those steps? It's your little ego self that manifests the steps. So automatically those steps won't be as easy and flawless as the steps that would come automatically by going to the end. So again, when Neville says, creation is finished and what you desire already exists, it's up to you to claim it. You claim it by going to the end. You claim it by knowing and being that you are the person that you want to be now. There's only one time and it's now. And now I am the person who has their desire. I am not claiming my desire if I mess with the middle, if I try to manifest some steps. It means that I do not understand that creation is finished and that I have little faith in believing such a thing. In other words, manifesting in steps is proof that you have little faith in this law. So if you have a tendency to want to mess with the middle, to go to the middle instead of the end, remember this. Creation is finished. The version of things, whatever it is that you want, whatever you want, already exists. It's up to you to claim it. And you claim it by intending that it's yours, and imagining and feeling that it's already yours. I hope this was helpful, my friends. By the way, there won't be any podcast this coming Tuesday because I will be traveling. The next podcast will be on the 19th of December, and that's going to be the last one for the year. Thank you so much for listening, and as you know, I truly appreciate you.